In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty. So say we all, four person.
And that is all we are going to talk about it. That's all we have to say about that. Thank you very much.
What?
What?
I'm offended.
Why should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the South? Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hello, we are the Kings of the Podcastle, and we are all back. Thank you so much for joining us here today for episode 24, Less Poo, More Castle.
That's right.
Yeah. I thought Poo Poo Castle was a great song from last week.
Thank you.
I thought it was fantastic. Mm. You guys did a great
job. It's not the original version, but it'll have to do.
It's moving up the charts on iTunes.
It is already? Yeah. That's good.
From number last to number next to last.
Get there.
That's good. Yeah. If you want to check that out, you, of course, can go to www.kingsofthepodcastle.com, where you can see all of our episodes. And, of course, you can check out a special release of Poo Poo Castle.
And I hear Zach's going to put up some provocative photos of himself as well.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Which ought to be a lot of fun.
Paint me like a French woman. Is that what you're going to do?
What is that?
Okay. I don't know. I will say that...
Where's that coming from?
I will say that when we were listening to it on Flagler Beach, Mike Lee and I, for our Daytona weekend,
that
we were getting some looks from people at the other tables.
Oh, my God, yes. I had to turn it off.
From listening to Poo Poo Castle?
Yeah, we were sitting out. We were okay, so just a little bit of backstory here. Last week, obviously, we weren't here, Greg and I. We were over in Daytona. We were doing the NASCAR thing. Our buddy that works there got us in for free. Now, I'm not big in it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
He got us some tickets. It was very fun. Thank you. Chris Carter is his name.
Absolutely.
He's actually been on the show. About probably 10 episodes back or so.
He phoned in.
anyway, so we're hanging out after the race on Sunday. We go over to Flagler Beach to go to this little burrito shop that apparently is the best. I mean, to me, it is the best burrito I've ever had. But like, it's super popular down there. It's called Burrito Works.
Yeah.
So if you're listening,
shut your mouth.
Gringos. Gringos is awesome in downtown Orlando. Absolutely. Yeah. But if you're listening to us from over in the Daytona,
is Gringos where we went
area
after your guys' show?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was pretty damn good.
Yeah, absolutely. It is damn
burrito
good.
Burrito Works, like, honestly, it was like probably the best chicken quesadilla I've ever had.
Really?
I'm telling you.
And I'm pretty a fan awesome of and
it, yes, it was.
And it is exactly like Gringos. It's like a small little restaurant where they make it all right there in front of you.
It's the size of this room.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Wow. But anyway, long story short, we're sitting outside underneath the umbrella of our table, and there's a family with kids sitting at the table next to us.
Awesome.
And we saw we got the notification on Facebook that the new episode had posted, so we're like, hey, let's pull it up. I'll see what's going on. We get through Poo Poo Castle comes up, and it starts going into the Poo Poo Castle, and this whole family over there,
it just looks at you.
Oh my God, they're like giving us these looks, like mom is like raising one eyebrow, going, why are you making my kids listen to that? Yeah.
The teenage daughter started to touch herself, though.
Oh, that never happened.
Did you give them a card?
No, I did not give them a card. I don't. but it was a very good time. Daytona was awesome. Lots of stuff that we can talk about, but we're so jam-packed with stuff to talk about.
Well, I will say that if you go to Burrito Works, you will see that we have left our mark there.
Oh, yeah. I posted that up on the Facebook, facebook.com/KingsOfThePodcastle, where King Greg and King Mike were here, and we put our website up there. It's kind of one of those places where you can staple dollar bills to the walls and the ceilings, only at this place, the whole concept was
business cards and whatever.
No, Sharpie, like signing autographs.
How many penises were on the wall?
Yeah.
Well, there was at least one because...
Because you drew one.
Yeah.
because Greg's girlfriend, Dara, she comes running out. We are all sitting out there eating our food, and she comes running out, and she's like,
What are you tee-heeing about?
Yeah, and I'm like, what are you tee-heeing about? And she goes, I drew a penis on the wall.
and since it was a 2x4, she was able to draw Greg's to scale.
Yeah, because it was the size of a 2x4.
Oh, no, I'm talking with. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, damn it. damn it. Anyway, yes, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. You can check us out at our website on Facebook, as I've mentioned, also on Stitcher, iTunes, all of that good stuff.
Free.
Let's see. What kind of comedy did we do over the week? Devin, did you do any big shows?
That's it. I had two shows, but I had to cancel them.
You had to cancel both of them? I thought you went to the Thursday night one.
Nope.
Wow. That sucks. I'm
sorry. Pull the plug on both. So, but this week I'll be at the Improv Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Maybe.
Gotcha.
Definitely Wednesday.
Definitely Wednesday, possibly Thursday. All right.
Yes, sir.
We did do Elixir on Tuesday night.
Yeah,
which was great. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a good turnout for that one.
There was a great turnout, and I was really worried going up, leading up to it. I mean, the show started a little bit late because there was basically nobody there. I mean, there was like one table, and we were all kind of worried for a moment. But then they rolled in about 15 minutes past.
There was like the first five comics where their comedies, I'm like, hi, my name's...
Oh, yeah. Well, they were still working that out. It was their first time.
They didn't know how to use a microphone?
Well,
no, mic was messed up.
The mic
I think
really?
It ruined some of my punchlines.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Because they didn't laugh. And I'm like, that's fucking funny.
That
this is not working right now. Yeah, as soon as this mic gets back on, I'll come back up here.
He meant that.
Yeah.
But Zach definitely got up there and used his technical, our producer, Zach, went up there and flexed his technical muscle.
What was wrong with it, Zach?
Fixed it.
I turned the effect off.
Really?
Yeah, there was a phaser effect on it.
There was a bad joke effect. It was ruining everything.
ruining everything. But it was a lot of fun, and we're definitely looking forward to going back to that. Thanks to Gus. How do you pronounce
Zaniga.
It? Zaniga. Thanks to Gus and Jersey Hot Comic, of course, on Facebook for inviting us out to that, which is going to be fantastic. And then, of course, we did Sluice.
That was a huge crowd.
Oh my God,
that's the biggest awesome. I've ever seen there.
Standing room only.
It really was. Now,
were you guys funny?
Yeah. Everything went well. I think everybody had a really good set.
I placed second place.
Really?
How do you know that?
I asked.
Oh, you went up and asked about the votes.
Yeah, the guy won 20. He got 25 points, which is good. And I got 23.
What is this point system that they implemented? All
I don't know. They change stuff there all the time, which is kind of like, we're going
to
do...
a scale from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
There was three judges, scale of 1 to 10. The guy got 25 points. I got 23. So...
Yeah.
So you still lost, though.
Yeah.
But Kevin White, our gracious host
I probably came in last.
At Sluice out there, Kevin decided, he told me right before we went up that he was going to try something different, and he was going to implement the three judges. And his reasoning behind it was kind of solid because, like, let's say, for instance, the guy who won, Robert Bass. He was hysterically funny.
He was
amazing. Like, that was the first time I'd ever seen him perform, and he murdered. He brought the house down. But he very deservingly won. But he also brought like 20 people with him. Oh my God, they all piled in, and we were like,
the deck.
And it was exactly. You can stack the deck at these things, which is why I will never drive out of town again for a audience vote competition. Because if you're out and out of towner, you can't get people to
point?
Go with you,
what
and
the
all
point?
The locals will end up beating your ass.
Other than promoting yourself, there's no point.
Exactly.
But before that crowd showed up, the majority were over 60.
Yeah.
And as I learned the hard way, over 60 audiences do not like smelly dick jokes.
No. they all know full well what that is.
Yeah, they've experienced it. They're like, yeah, I've heard it.
Our buddy Ron, Ron Chapman, he had a bunch of people there again. So I kind of, after it was all said and done, I'm kind of glad they did the three judges, because that way you couldn't bring a stacked audience.
And he did it right. What he did is he got three random people from the show, so he knew that they weren't there with anyone. Mm-hmm. He got those three random people to be judges, and then they, like Devin said, rated them 1 to 10, and then the final score.
I kind of would have liked if after each set they would have done American Idol style, like
judge number one said
kind of funny.
She did not appreciate the smelly dick joke.
Let's see what America thought.
Awesome. So yeah, that's going on. I actually have a couple of shows coming up. Let's see, on the 17th. We are going to be, where are we going to be on Wednesday on the 17th?
Brown Star Island Resort.
Basement.
No, oh, the basement. Yes, we'll be at the basement. Devin and I will both be at the basement.
I forgot all about that. Thank you.
on the 17th. Oh, damn it.
I might have double booked myself.
Actually, I just now realized here on Kings of the Podcast, breaking news, Devin has double booked himself for Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
I just got a death choir.
I hope you have an atom splitter.
Yeah. I do. Not.
Who's Adam?
let's see. And then on the 27th, I will be at Holly's and Dolly's. I will be out there with.
What's that? A gay bar?
Yeah, is that a gay bar? What is that?
I don't know. I hope it's not. Is
or
it,
is it like a?
It is a gay bar.
It is a gay bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, Mike Lee, I can't wait to hear your comedy.
Don't wear a hat. Your head looks like a penis. You'll go over really well.
Oh, my God. I did not realize that. I did not know that Holly's and Dolly's was a gay bar.
How did you know? Holly's and Dolly's.
What does that mean? What does Holly's and Dolly's
Listen
mean?
To it. Holly's and Dolly's.
You have to say it with a flair. You have to go, Holly's and Dolly's.
Like, yeah. Hello.
Fabulous.
This Tuesday, I'll be performing at Cock and Ass Bar.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it, but
that at least
I don't know what it is.
Is that a gay bar?
I don't think so.
At least that would have tipped me off, damn it.
Oh, it would have tipped him off.
You don't understand.
What'd you expect? Like, if it would have been the Peppermint Hippo, did you say, maybe that's a strip bar? I don't know.
Hold on. Wait, I have to explain why this is such a catastrophe all of a sudden. Hold on. Not just because it's a gay bar, because it's a gay bar and my dad is flying into town.
Oh! Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, you need to come and see him at Holly's and Dolly's. Do not watch his set. Just watch his father's face the whole time.
It couldn't be any more perfectly bad.
Howard is going to be so proud.
He's going to be like, Mike Lee, Mike, I did not raise you to do this. Like, I thought you were doing comedy. I didn't know you were playing fairy tales.
You're welcome to use my smelly dick material.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. It will be used.
Oh, dear. Please don't talk about the smelly dick at the Holly's and Dolly's. Rub the clown off.
Oh, there goes that clown.
I thought your set was awesome.
Either way.
Make your dad very comfortable when he walks in there and sees a bunch of men in chaps and shit.
Oh, man, this is so horribly bad.
You were so funny. Oh, my God.
Either way, they are paying us to come out there, so we should all
go. I may go just to watch his dad the whole time. Not even watch Mike. Just watch his dad's facial expression.
Just put a video camera.
The camera on his dad.
They're going to put a video camera up. They'll be like, oh, are you taping the comics? Nope, I'm taping the comics dad.
And then I'm going to go pay other guys to go over there and talk to your dad.
So.
So you're Mike Lee's dad. Oh, wow. I love his comedy.
You're like a big teddy bear, aren't you?
I hear the podcast where he refers to you as a silverback.
Oh, my God. I'm about to pass out. I can't stop laughing.
Have you come out to your father yet?
Not yet, no.
This will be a wonderful way to do it.
I have a pretty good idea. You're going to catch shit the whole entire life. When you go down to the Keys with your dad, he'll be underwater going, you'll see goggles and bubbles coming up, and he's like pointing at you doing the finger in the whole thing.
Oh, my God. What is he going to think now? Yeah, we got to go to Key West for the mini season.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's already not bad enough. Holy moly.
Holy crap. This is
and then after that, Dad, we're going to San Francisco.
Yes. You live with two guys and have a miniature lap dog, and you're doing comedy at a gay club. What's next, Mike?
Do you want to borrow my Miata for your trip? Yeah.
I feel like Devin's joke about the NAACP. I'm like, I'm not gay. Well, answer these questions.
Oh, God.
Maybe my friend Kat can let you borrow her car. Here we go. And you can pull up in a giant leopard. Be like, I'm here.
We do. I just asked her if we could borrow her car to pick my dad up at the airport.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And we'll all be wearing huge sunglasses and bright boas.
Oh, my God. Holy crap.
Oh, hey, you're Mike's dad. It's so good to see you. He gave him the palms out hug, you know. Uh-huh. Like.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. We have to
drive you around in that and listen to Constant Craving at full blast.
I was thinking more like the Cranberries' Greatest Hits, but okay.
Oh my God.
We have to move on. Do you have to let it
linger? We have to move on here. Okay,
dude, the next time you take a crap, it's going to be rainbow colored.
Everybody take a deep breath. Holy moly.
Taste the rainbow.
All right. So so I'll be at the gay bar on 27th.
So can we start calling you Skittles?
Yeah. Oh,
hey, people have been shot for that.
Okay, let's move on to some Facebook topics here. Devin Fox is a big fan of ours on Facebook. She posted, midlife career change, stupid or awesome, and ideas for how to accomplish without screwing up your finances. Anybody have anything on that?
So basically, she wants us to be not funny.
Yeah, I know, right?
Thanks, Devin.
Yeah, I would, okay, I'm just going to say this. I've had to change my career. John, you've had to change your career several times in our older age.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got fired at like 35. I was there.
Yeah, but I've still... This is true. But the next job I went on to was similar. It was the same business.
But still, you're making a career change as far as where you go, like where you are
my
working.
Position.
Yeah, your position,
yeah,
and where you're
working.
But
it was still the same business.
As far as I can tell, at least in this market, the only answer to that question really is serving or bartending. I mean,
really? You think so?
Well, no, you leave a career. What are you going to do? You immediately have to start serving tables or bartending until you pick whatever the next thing up is.
Well, I think, if you're in the entertainment business, because there's some people that don't have the personality to wait tables and
right.
stuff.
It's all becoming so clear to me now.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm Shit. Thinking about the career change that you made.
Uh-huh.
And you were a guy who dressed up like a pirate
at a
theme park.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's it going?
And
with this?
Go on. Do you
and
have
a
more?
Cowboy
and
wearing
now
chaps.
You're performing at a gay club. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
No, Devin, the fact that he wore chaps in his other show, in a Wild West gunfight show. So
that's true.
He was the cowboy.
Yeah, I did.
He was a pirate that wore chaps.
The butt pirate that wore chaps.
Ahoy, matey.
This week on Kings of the Podcast, nothing but gay jokes.
So, yeah, no kidding, right? So, last week it was nothing but poop jokes, so it doesn't
And
matter.
That was acceptable.
but... Okay, so obviously we're not the best people to tell you how to make a midlife career change.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Devin, we tried, but basically keep your job. That's our advice.
Yeah.
I do have a question about this.
Unless you want to become a stripper, go for it.
And let us know where you're going to be. We'll be there with bells on.
Giggity, giggity.
Why did I say with bells on? That just goes right.
Easy there, Liberace. Let's move on.
Because you've got a pair.
Everybody needs to know I'm coming through.
Oh my God.
Hey, Elton John, let's move on. Come on.
It seems
to me you live your life like hand.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm having a problem right now, and I don't know if
you guys
get this at all. But yes, thank you. But I'm having a problem right now. I think I'm being Facebook stalked by a fake account. Do you guys ever get these?
Occasionally.
I get fake accounts, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's not just a friend request, though, but once you for me, I just automatically accept friend requests, and maybe I should stop doing that.
You should not do that.
Yeah, but then once I accept the friend request from that person, all of a sudden they'll start sending me messages, like personal messages, like, hey, how you doing? I really like your profile picture. And I'm like, who is this person? And that's when I click on it, go in, and they have no background on them at all.
Right.
There's like one picture all they have.
And it's like a really, really, really good-looking girl, scantily clad or something.
Exactly, and that's exactly what's going on right now. Yes, Zach.
I keep getting these requests from this guy called Dyke Plea. And I keep getting these dick pics, and it's just so weird. It's just so weird.
I don't know anything about that.
I'm with you. I just declined one last night from some chick, and then I sent her a message before I declined. I said, I hope your parents die in a car accident, and I declined.
What is
Why?
Because she's fake. I knew it was a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, you could
it
say
was a Monte Teo shit. Yeah. Go back to episode one. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Full circle.
So I don't know. I guess
you have to be careful though, because I always accept the friend request and then I look at their profile because I've denied requests and then look, thinking they don't have anything there, but it's just the privacy settings that they don't doesn't show.
Well, if I don't know them for any reason whatsoever, I'm not going to accept their friend request.
Why not?
Right. They have to have
who the hell are you?
Well, they have to have mutual friends too. Like it could be somebody from high school that I forgot about.
The complication I run into is I do a lot of shows at the improv for a weekend, and I hand out my card, and I promise you, I get one weekend, I'll get 15, 20 friend requests.
Well, that makes sense.
And I don't know half these people.
Oh, my name's Devin, and I'm so popular. I'm so good at doing I double booked myself.
At least neither of my bookings are gay clubs.
What a jerk.
That's
what
cool how jerk. That got passed around.
Speaking
of so John now, you gotta pass it to John.
Yeah,
speaking of gay clubs, I have a new study here out of Indiana University that says
do,
that the average American man's junk is 5.57 inches.
You would want to talk about this.
Huh? What? No.
What?
Where do you guys rank here? Are we average? Above average?
You're way off. Too high.
They're saying that this is the most accurate study as
5.5?
5.57.
Five and a half.
Yeah, 5.5.
Right. What kind of ruler
now,
are you
is this
using?
Is this the South Park study? Remember that? Randy Marsh.
How
like,
cold was the room when they started? I'm just wondering. Is that erect?
Yeah, fully engorged. The problem
engorged.
With studies.
Wow.
The problem with studies on men's junk size is that the researchers don't measure the men themselves in a cold, unsexy lab. They need men to measure themselves when they're aroused. That doesn't make any sense to me.
So it's the honor system.
Now,
okay,
my girlfriend said there's two kinds of guys in this world. There's showers and there's growers.
Uh huh.
And you're neither.
You can go downstairs and ask her.
I have a feeling if it keeps going, Greg's going to be throwing ice. By the way.
I have nothing to fucking hide.
Okay, hold on.
I say, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to bring to you guys' attention, we're talking about, could it be? Why don't we ask a person in the room that may know a little bit about... If that's an average
our special
size.
Guest.
Yeah.
We haven't even introduced her yet.
We have an in-studio guest today, ladies and gentlemen. Her name is Kat. Say hi, Kat.
Meow.
There she is.
So here's the question. Do you think 5, what is it, 5.7?
I think that's low.
That's low? Do you date black guys?
No.
Okay.
That just seems really little. I don't know how big 5 is.
Well, I guess this is our last date.
The researchers at Indiana had 1,661 men report. They had to let them. They're basing it on the honor system, basically. But the men reported their own junk size when they were aroused. But the men gave their measurements in exchange for custom made condoms that would fit them perfectly to make sex safer and feel better.
Wow!
Would you do that? Would you?
There's not enough latex in this world. It would just give me a thing of Saran wrap and be like, this is all we get.
Wow.
Saran wrap and rubber bands.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap things up and take a little quick break here. We'll be back. And when we do come back, we're going to be talking about the world's worst rappers and kids who aren't eating their lunch these days. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
We were in long.
In an effort to get it out of their system, I have graciously opened the floor for ridicule and allowed the kings to make their best gay jokes about me.
We're going
to
clear our bowels of gay jokes.
So let's start with King Zach. King Zach.
All right. Mike actually did the makeup for his high school prom.
Yep. He did?
Yeah. The boys looked,
Wow, you messed it up so bad. Yes, perfect. He messed it
right
up.
Right out of the shit.
Yes, I win.
God.
Damn it.
Next.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Greg.
So Mike Lee and his boyfriend are having sex, and and a nuclear bomb goes off. They both get vaporized and die instantly. Which one goes to heaven first?
Who?
Mike Lee, because he was on bottom and his shit's already packed.
damn it.
So Mike Lee was hitchhiking, gets picked up by a trucker, and the trucker farts. And Mike Lee says, virgin.
Nice. So Mike Lee and his girlfriend like to do role-playing games in bed. She wants him to be the pizza delivery guy. He wants her to be the same thing.
And those are the king's best gay jokes. God, I hate you guys.
Pickle puffer.
Hello, everybody. We are the Kings of the Podcastle.
Not the Queens.
Not the Queens, yes. Thank you.
We should have played Queens of the Stone Age right there.
Please check us out on iTunes. Go there, subscribe, give us a good rating. We really appreciate it whenever you do that. Comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. You can also check us out on Stitcher for your iPhone and or Android. And also, the Android has its own Beyond Pod app, and you can find us on the podcast app for your iPhone.
Zach, good choice of song. I like that band.
Oh, yeah. The
Killers
rock,
are so awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good stuff right
there.
We
have them as rejoins pretty often, and that album, Hot Fuss,
is
just
so
outrageously good.
Every song is awesome on
it. Is
that.
Amazing.
Every
yeah.
song.
So we're moving into our second segment, which is always the serious news portion of the show. This is where we bore people to tears or, you know, inform them. That's what I like to think. Bore them by informing them.
Just get on with it.
Yeah. So here, this is a little story here that I found out. There's an Indiana school district that's saying that they lost $300,000 because students have refused to buy Michelle Obama's healthy meals. You know how she's put this into the...
I didn't hear about this. What?
Not that many people like collard greens.
Damn. Wow. Holy crap, man. That's bad.
I wasn't allowed to say really anything bad. About the
Zimmerman thing. Yeah, that's really, really bad.
What did you want to say, John?
No. In Carmel Clay, Indiana, they have said, it's a school official in Carmel Clay, Indiana, they have lost $300,000 last year because of Michelle Obama's federal lunch regulations. Quote, I've had a lot of complaints, especially with the little guys, says Linda Wireman, who's a food service director for North White School Corporation. They get a three-quarter cup vegetable, but if it's something they don't like, it goes down the garbage disposal. So there are a lot of complaints, and they're going home hungry. What do you guys think about this? Should the government stay out of how schools are feeding our kids, or
fat
should
and happy.
They?
Fat and happy.
Yeah, but
go to Golden Corral, and then you would kind of agree with Michelle Obama. We need to do something.
Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, should the government be regulating it, or should they just be encouraging it? I stand.
They are encouraging it. Bring your lunch.
Yeah, there you go.
That's fine. Yeah,
yeah. But if you don't like what we serve, you bring it.
But the problem is that the schools, what's happening, especially in this situation, is that the schools are going out and spending money to make sure that they're following these regulations, and they are losing money. $300,000 is a lot.
Well, either
for a
way, they'd
district.
Be spending money on food, so it's irrelevant.
Right, but they're going to spend money on food that kids are going to eat, or are they going to waste money on food that is not getting used?
Because
that's the question.
It's not like the kids pay for it outright. There are people with meal programs, but not every kid has to pay for a lunch.
It's the beginning. They'll adjust it. You know, it's they bought all this food and they said, oh, we normally serve 250 lunches. And then the kids only buy 200. And they're like, what the hell? Well, next time they go to serve it, they know only to buy 200 lunches. They don't have to keep buying the same amount of food if they're not selling it.
Yeah, that's probably the best quit filling point it right with there, broccoli yeah. and stupid crap. Give them vegetables they might actually like.
Is that true?
Like,
or are they required to have a certain amount? Are they required to have... Are they required to have enough food to feed the whole school?
Yeah, I don't know if they're required.
I would imagine so.
They're probably, yeah, because, you know, you
our
only
school
buy...
runs out of food all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So you buy only 200, let's say, because that's what you've been selling, but all of a sudden everybody comes to school the next day and they're like, we're all hungry.
Yeah, they'll get pizza and be like, you know, oh, well, we had too many people order pizza, so we're out of pizza. You can get something else and then other
stuff.
Oh,
but there is an alternative.
Yeah. But there's
okay,
an alternative.
Okay, here's an alternative. It's just like the restaurant industry. It's like, okay, they overstocked on pork chops. Now we're not selling enough pork chops. Like, okay, we have to have a sale, okay? Instead of the schools having a sale, why don't you take all those vegetables and all the stuff that they're not eating and give it to, like, a homeless shelter or a food bank or something that benefits other people?
Yeah, I could totally understand that. But the problem is that is a good way to get rid of it other than just throwing it down the garbage disposal. However, the problem that they're facing is that they are wasting money. When you donate it, again, they're still out the money.
That's tax deductible, though. That's still tax deductible.
That's true. I don't know how the tax system works with school districts.
But if they could figure out a way to where it's like, okay, we got the 200 lunches and we only sold 150, we got to throw away 50 lunches. Then they should have the school should be able to get some kind of tax break to
they
where
don't pay
schools,
taxes.
I don't think they pay taxes. Yeah.
They are powered by taxes.
Or, yeah.
Okay, well, then they get extra money from the government, say, okay, we didn't sell, but we gave this food to the food bank or to the homeless shelters or whatever, and get reimbursed by the government.
I don't,
instead of all the people that are on welfare that are bitching about having to take a piss test.
I don't think that schools are going to get reimbursed for giving away tax dollars.
Yeah, they would be giving away tax dollars at that point. You're right. Yeah, they would be. So basically, the issue is that there's definitely an issue, and how are we gonna fix it?
Got
I don't even
done.
Know. Yeah, I don't even know.
I came up with everything off the top of my head. Yeah, and I am not a economic analyst or anything.
Right,
so.
That's my point. Neither well, none as, of us are. None of us
so
are. So
I'm gonna take another drink of this coffee and say,
meh. Okay, question. Quick question.
All right, go
buzzer.
Ahead.
I'll just go along the same way. What was your favorite thing to eat when you were in school?
Oh, let's see.
I liked pizza.
Pizza.
I was a fan
the rectangle
of
rectangle pizza.
Yeah,
I was a fan pizza. Of the potato bar. I would go over to the
what
potato bar.
The
they
hell?
Had they
oh.
had chi- they had baked potatoes, and you would get chili, cheese, and sour cream to put on it.
Really?
Oh my god,
that was at the all boys school.
Right. What? You didn't have that?
Yeah.
You didn't have that, really?
I'll
no,
have
we
a
didn't
baked
have that.
Potato.
What? We had three different sections. You would have like you could do. They would have what is called like I guess a multicultural section. So like one day it might be Chinese food or Mexican food
what?
Or whatever. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Really?
And then the middle section. Was like hamburgers
we
and hot dogs
we
and
didn't
french
have
fries.
Any of that
and then the other section was always a soup salad and baked potato bar
we had a lady
sorry,
with a hairnet and a mole on her face that would go what do you want
really
we, hell yeah
I oh mean, man you guys went to shitty schools
nah
I'm sorry.
My school got kind of cool like yours at yeah. one point where you could have kind of a variety or whatever but I'm sorry, I didn't go to the Timothy McVeigh Everything You Want school.
I went to a private school, like a hoity-toity private school.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything like
so
that.
So that's why you're an asshole.
Yes! You have no idea the look of defeat that just came over King Zach's face. Oh my god, he just knew he had to take it.
At Flagler College, we had a lady who served us food who was retarded.
Yeah.
And like literally, and she'd go,
what do you want?
No, she'd say, she'd go, this is her, honest to goodness, anybody from Flagler can attest this. She'd go, Waylock.
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 Waylock. Waylock. And I promise you, one time I ordered a tuna sandwich, and she put the tuna on top of the bread, and then goes to hand it to me and stares at it for a second. And then brushes the top off and then hands me the sandwich.
Really?
Like,
what?
And I was like, no, thank
I'll
you.
I'll take a different one, please.
Yeah,
what about your college food? Was it good? Like
college food was great.
Oh, man. College
yeah, yeah.
was
the
awesome.
Cool thing about
really?
It.
It was
yeah.
a buffet. It was
yeah.
like it was
yeah,
like Golden Corral
buffet.
Minus all the obese people around.
We had, wait, let me just say this real quick. At Flagler, we had right down the road was this like huge, esteemed like food culinary school.
Yeah.
And they loved testing out on us, and we had a section where the students would come in every day and make gourmet food, like filet
really?
Mignon and like omelets to be made. That's and they were testing their food, but it was paid for by their school.
That
awesome.
Is awesome
like, to come
yeah.
in and cook all this stuff, and it was amazing.
It was the greatest because I at my college in West Texas, it was amazing. They built this whole new center, and it was so amazing. Like the food was like you had so much food to choose from, variety. It was like going to a cafeteria, like a real, like awesome, like buffet style. Mm-hmm. And every day we were like, "Oh, it's time for lunch. Oh, I'm on the college meal plan because you know I paid extra."
Yeah,
it was like time to smoke out and go get the buffet.
Of
buddy.
Course, Zach.
Ahead, my Zach. My college had a waffle iron and right next to an ice cream bar.
Uh-huh.
I ate nothing but waffles and ice cream.
Are you
for like
serious?
Yeah, man.
We didn't have that. That would
oh,
be awesome.
We had that too.
Yeah.
Do they still have Morrison's in malls?
Morrison's?
I don't even know what a Morrison's is.
Yeah, I don't
what
know
is
what
that
is.
Or like it's like a buffet.
Morrison's?
Like the, yeah,
no.
The buffet in malls, they don't have that anymore?
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
Wow.
Wow.
You guys are not from here.
Now, no. I will say at the hotel we stayed at, they had a really good spread for the buffet.
Oh, yeah, in the mornings. But it was all, you guys stayed at the hotels and they'll have the continental breakfast
yeah.
or whatever. Some places it's like really, really good.
Yeah.
In other places
it's
like
mediocre.
Here's a bagel.
Yeah, and some
yeah.
cereal.
Yeah, 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 and some cereal.
The
well,
gravy
this place
was
had,
the only place, the thing that sucked.
Yeah, the gravy sucked. They would have, every morning it was something different and it was, you would have sausage biscuits and sausage gravy and scrambled eggs and they had a full waffle machine like the, like what Zach was talking
nice.
About.
Tell us more about the sausage gravy.
God damn it. anyway, yeah. So, so the schools are losing money. We got a little off track there, but you know, schools are losing money right now. And,
well, as long as they're not serving Skittles, because those things are deadly.
Holy. Wah, wah, wah him. Hurry.
Nope. Nope. I like it.
John, complete this statement. White.
No.
Hey, all I got to say about the school, all I got to say about the school lunches, if you don't want to eat there, then come.
All right. I have a little story here that I think is fantastic. I don't know if you guys saw this. How many of you read GQ magazine?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Are you wanting to get your hair done, Michael?
You walked right into that one.
I did.
Or backed into it.
But
did you see, Mike, did you see the one with Justin Bieber on the cover?
Damn it.
What is GQ?
I have no idea.
Gentleman's Quarterly.
This is just, it's all going so south for me. Is that really what it is?
Yeah.
And you're calling me gay.
No,
Gentleman's Quarter.
Gays and queers for Mike.
Anyway, they came out with this list of the top 25 worst rappers
out.
Of all time. Worst rappers of all time.
Who's on the list?
I'm going to give you the top five. They came up with number five is Kevin Federline.
Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously one of the worst rappers. Number four is Vanilla Ice.
I agree. He only had a one-hit wonder.
It was a good one, though.
Are you kidding me? Did you watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, go Ninja!
That's the most amazing song ever.
Whatever.
So number three is Chet Hayes. I've never even heard of this guy.
I never heard of Chet Hayes either.
Who the hell is Chet Hayes?
I don't
and
know.
And number two is Spencer Pratt.
Who's
they're calling
Spencer
him.
Pratt? That's Heidi.
Heidi Klum or no?
Not
Heidi Fleiss.
Heidi Montag.
Montag's her. Yeah, her yeah, husband.
Yeah. I don't even know who she is.
She was on The Hills.
She was on The Hills, and they had this.
What's The Hills?
It's a show that people watch because they're stupid.
Exactly.
But she and this guy like had this relationship where it was kind of half abusive or whatever. So they became the focus of this show, and then they went off and did some
so
Survivor
they were like,
series. And
so they were the white Rihanna and Chris Brown.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And Spencer Pratt, I guess. Went and tried to have a career in hip hop, and they're naming him number two as the worst of all time. But number one, you got to tell me if you agree with this.
We got a drum roll, Zach?
No,
damn it.
Insane Clown Posse.
Yes,
I agree. Except if you're a big fan of Spencer's Gifts.
That's true.
I don't get it. Why I don't get
that? Oh, the novelty store in the mall.
I know, but why?
You've ever gone there? It's like they sell like the most Insane Clown Posse shit you'll ever see in your life.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't
know that. And those dudes were professional wrestlers at one point also.
Do you remember Bubba Sparks?
Yeah. Kind of,
yeah. I hated him. And then I my name is Devin with an I. And I remember somebody was like, dude, there's a rapper named Devin the Dude. He's awesome. And I went to the like store to go buy his album.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, Devin the Dude, man. That's pretty awesome. So I pull out his first CD. His first CD, if you ever look at it, is a picture of him on the toilet taking a shit reading the newspaper. And I was like, no.
That's awesome.
No, I'm not going to watch
it. So just real quick, I pulled up a Clown Posse video to listen to, but I froze frame on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like this really fat chick looking at a girl with a pig's mask.
Play some of the audio for us.
All right. Suntan topless bitch, come over here. On Juggalo Island, we can be one. That's pretty terrible.
You think it's bad? I kind of like the beat.
But they were actually really good wrestlers, though. That was what's crazy. They were the WCW Tag Team Champions.
Really? Is that where they're from?
Is that where they came from? The Insane Clown Posse came from WWE?
No, they were rappers before. And then they went to the Powerhouse, which was like a wrestling school, and they actually got a contract through Turner Broadcast.
Well, this actually came out about a week ago, and the Insane Clown Posse have actually come out and responded to it. ICP, Insane Clown Posse, is Shaggy Too Dope, I guess, is one of the guys.
Yeah. That's his name?
He said that he'd like to see the editors of the magazine come and say it to his face! To my face.
To his what?
Wow.
They couldn't. They'd be laughing too hard.
Violent J, though. Violent J, he kind of had
Violent
a better response.
Violent J.
Yeah, that's the other one, apparently. He says...
that's a sexual position.
he says you can't rack up all that rap success for this long and still be the worst ever. He added that the magazine should, quote, stick to what they know, dressing preppy metrosexuals.
Did you ever see their video?
I might have to agree with him a little bit on that.
Yeah.
Let me give you a couple of highlights from the list. Will Smith was at number 20.
Really?
Yeah, Will Smith was at number 20. Eazy-E was at number 11. Pitbull is at number 9. Which
Jesus.
Yeah, I hate that guy. And Puff Daddy was at number 6.
Yeah, Puff Daddy wasn't that good.
What? Puff Daddy? Well,
dude, he's
no,
not
he
original.
Better.
He had to get everybody else's music and beats to make his own
so
stuff.
So that's where the only reason why I brought this up is like, everybody in here is not necessarily a hip hop fan.
No, but I grew up listening to Run DMC and Public Enemy, and those
exactly.
guys were badass.
Awesome, right? Right?
Yes.
What about you, Devin?
Beastie
you...
Boys, too. Beastie Boys.
I was a huge Eminem fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Eminem.
Like,
what? You don't like Eminem?
I like Too Short and Snoop. And NWA back in the day.
I will tell you this, and this is a little known fact about me. I was a big Master P fan.
Really?
To the point that I actually have in my closet, still have a No Limit jerseys. I have No Limit shoes. I have the chains. I have everything. I was like a huge No Limit fan. Like
No Limit soldier. I thought I told you.
Yeah, that's what. Didn't he also, was he the one that came with that move, bitch, get out the way? Was that him?
No, who
was
that? Ludacris.
That's Ludacris?
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
Ludacris. I hate that guy. anyway, all right.
What about, one last rapper. Luke Skywalker. That list. Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew's got to be like
the Chicago Bears.
Oh yeah, when they did the Super Bowl shuffle.
They have to be on.
They
that
did the
list.
Super Bowl shuffle, dude.
Right.
That's awesome. We don't come to cause no scuffle. We're just here for the Super Bowl shuffle.
My God.
Hold on. This
that's
is
poetry.
Funny.
Do you have this? You know what
it is. I don't think so. I don't think that's it.
No, that's not it. No, look for the Super Bowl shuffle. That's what it's
Chicago
called.
Chicago Bears are stupid.
No. Type in Super Bowl Shuffle. You'll find it that way.
Let's all sit and watch that.
No, but seriously, like, is Luther Campbell even on that list?
That's probably that fourth one down there.
Oh, yeah.
The
we'll have
sex
to cut this
offender
out.
Shuffle? Go on. No.
That's a bunch of kids doing it. Who cares? Let's move on. Anyway. All right. Anyway, so, yeah, the worst rappers of all time, Insane Clown Posse. There you go.
I agree.
If you agree with it, awesome. If you don't, go out and buy their album.
I'm just glad
album,
that list
them.
Came out before I did Poo Poo Castle.
Dude, you would still be above Insane Clown Posse. And then they would have shirts at Spencer's that said Poo Poo Castle.
I have some great news for all the cowards out there. There's a new study that comes out that says that the best way, new study has found the best way to cope with your problems is to run away from them. Researchers found that people who distracted themselves when they had problems were happier and eventually figured out better solutions for those problems than people who confronted their issues head on. Do you guys find that to be true?
See, you shouldn't. You should.
Yeah, but that's
you were gonna try to make another one, weren't you?
No. Are you gonna run away from
gay problem?
That's why he's not gonna go to the club. He's like, I'm not gonna go.
Well, his dad's coming in town. He doesn't want the silverback to beat his ass.
No.
Oh boy. All right. I have. I
what
love
if,
you,
what if he gets his dad in there and his dad's like, I've been here before. I love this place.
Or if he goes in and then somebody walks by and goes, hi, Howard.
That would be very strange, very strange. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk about the top earning comedians of all time right now, or for last year, I'm sorry, for 2012. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever Kings Rant Round, where we are going to draw topics out of a hat. And we'll give you 1 minute of our best comedy on said topic. First up, King Devin.
It's going to go bad. All right. What do I have? I have Magnify Credit Union. Oh, wait, the other side. gay bars. Why am I not surprised?
Weird. That's weird.
Bar. Yeah. Hollies and Dollies is potentially a gay bar that Mike will be performing at.
Yeah.
Performing in more than one way, I'm sure. Gay bars are really interesting. I wonder what they smell like. I've never actually been in one. Is it like Vaseline and tears?
Why are you looking at me when you're asking that question?
I'm just wondering. I'm sure you've been in one. Is that correct? Yes, maybe. I'll take those. Yes. Gay bars. Who decides this is going to be a gay bar? Do they just name it Holly Dolly's and assume only guys will show up? Because that's what I would do.
That is a good question.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
John.
John's next. Oh, all right. King John, ladies and gentlemen.
Obesity at Golden Corral.
All right.
I wonder who wrote that one.
Obesity at Golden Corral is like leathery skin at a nudist colony. No?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Something you don't want to see. Yeah, just what do you know about Golden Corral?
It has food and it's good. Yeah. To eat there.
Make fun of fat people.
And there's fat people that eat there. And if it's corduroy day, there'll be a fire.
Very good.
There you go. King Greg, you're up.
Just pick one.
Yeah, hurry.
Shut up, stupid. All right.
What is it?
Queefs.
Queefs.
You got queefs. All right, queefs. Go
well,
ahead.
Well, since I happen to be a expert on the matter, queefs. They're cute and funny. It's whenever you are having sex with a girl and you pack air into her vagina, and
oh
then
my God.
You want to you know, change positions, and all of a sudden she sits up, and all of a sudden you hear.
We all know what it is.
And then sometimes you can laugh yourself limp, which is kind of a bad thing, because then she'll run in the bathroom and start crying and rocking back and forth in the shower. But queefs, they're just nature's way of saying, hey, sex is no different than anything else. Put humor into it.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, King Zach.
Oh, God. Gay marriage.
Oh my God.
I can't joke about this. I feel really strongly about it.
Okay.
Well. I don't feel right. I don't feel right making jokes about something that shouldn't even be a question. That's not even a.
Oh, way to kill the vibe, Zach.
No,
wait, way to go,
joke
buddy.
About it.
Yeah.
Way to piss that fire out.
That was a lot of fun. All right, here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Let's see here. Wife beaters and trailer parks. Okay. Here's the funny thing about wife beaters and trailer parks. John wears one and lives in one.
Yeah.
He is red.
You know, a lot of people, they get mixed up. They think that only white trash lives in trailer parks.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if that's necessarily true. I don't consider you white trash.
Thank you, Mike.
But
I don't consider you gay.
Perfect. Thank
There's
you.
One.
Thank you. There's one. And this has been The King's Rant. Thank you very much. Castle, thank you so much for joining us for episode 24. Less poo, more castle.
And that's all the time we have after that long intro.
Hold hard, queef!
Oh, boy. If you're still listening to us after that mildly unsuccessful rant round.
What? That was all right.
Whatever. There's people out there that don't know what a queef is.
Yeah, that's true.
And
it's true.
I just elaborated and helped them out.
4 out of 5 ain't bad.
Make sure that
you're like Wikiqueefia.
That was fantastic. If I don't see that come out of you on stage next week, I swear to God.
That's what she did.
Queefia.
That was awesome.
Wikiqueefia. That was unbelievable. Holy guacamole. All right.
Off the rails.
Holy queefamole.
Yeah, no kidding. Listen to us on iTunes. Check us out. Go there and please subscribe and comment. Rate us if you would. Please go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. And, of course, you can check out all of our content is on the website at kingsofthepodcastle.com.
Free.
All right. Please. So I just try to move past that, ladies and gentlemen, every time they try to interrupt me.
So did she.
For the third year in a row, Jerry Seinfeld is the top earning comedian. Guess how much he made last year?
$16 million.
$16 million?
Yeah.
Let's go up a little bit, buddy.
Really?
Now, twice that. Hold on. Is that that's not from his performing because he took a year off. That is Seinfeld royalties.
Some of it is, yes. $32 million is what he made. $32 million in 2012.
And Comics and Cars is a new series.
Right. Let's see here. It says on here, you're probably thinking that the bulk of Jerry's money comes from Seinfeld royalties, right?
Yeah.
Of course. But actually, that's not true. Jerry made $32 million over the past year, and $27 million of that came from touring.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. That's what it
says. Yeah, but he went to Lakeland, and we talked to people that worked at Lakeland.
Yeah.
They said he was just a dick.
Well, they didn't say that he was
like
a dick. They didn't say he was a dick. They just said that he was very straightforward. He got there. He arrived. He was like, hi, how are you? Where's my dressing room? I need to go to my dressing room and get ready.
No, he didn't even say hi. He just said, where's my dressing room and stuff.
He walked in. Yeah. Greg gets negative about things. Basically, he was a working man. He got there and he was like, I'm ready to go to my dressing room. When he was done, the show was over. He was like, thank you so much. See you later. And he left. He wasn't one of those comics that sat around and hung out with you or talked to you. He just, I'm here for a job. I'm doing the job and I'm done with it. Yes, yeah. Zach.
Jerry Seinfeld, very professional. His entourage, however, I will confirm, are a bunch of jerks.
Oh, really?
But even, I did an event with him and he was backstage and his entourage was just totally around him. And he said to his people, he goes, get away from me. I just want to do my set. Go away.
To his own people.
Right. And I have a feeling that his people are behind this, but his writer is ridiculous.
Oh, really?
His writer is awful. Like, it's not just, I need dental floss and peppermint toothpaste. It's, I need this specific brand and size of toothpaste tube. Like, 6.8 ounce version. Not the 12 ounce version. It's the...
Wow.
Yeah, it gets stupid detailed that way.
Yeah, remember we were backstage with Gallagher and one of those guys was like, yeah, they asked for all this food and all this, so we went and got all this food set up, and he said no one ever touched it.
Yeah, I think it's his people doing it. I don't think it has anything to do with him.
Well, here's the thing, too, though. If you get big enough that you can put a writer in, you can say, we appreciate having, a sandwich bar. We like something for dessert. We have some chocolate allergies, so nothing with chocolate. And, you know, we'd like this many beers and this many Cokes and this many waters, please. And they put it in. They do it. They take care of it for you. But you have that. It's just in your rider. So no matter where you go, that's what every place has to supply. So you may be sick of sandwiches and Cokes by the time you get to your fifth or sixth venue. So if they don't touch it, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. It just means that they just weren't hungry that
night. It just means you're a piece of shit and you're a little piggy.
Oh, wow. God, whatever.
Larry the Cable Guy requires hot buffalo wings and blue cheese dressing.
Now, see? Really? That's awesome. A good one.
That's easy to come across.
Eddie Griffin requires a new set of Jordans before every show, even if he has two shows a night.
Are you being serious?
Eddie Griffin.
That's bullshit right there, too.
Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith?
Yeah.
Andy Griffith's dead, but like...
I didn't say Andy. He said Andy.
Oh.
Anyways. And then
a new set of Jordans? Like, you have to buy him new shoes?
Brand new set of Jordans for every show. Wow. He has outrageous demands. But now, Dominique, when I performed with her for the weekend, every single night, she had to have a fresh plate vegetables and fruit and all sorts of stuff. It was huge. And they didn't have that in-house. Like, that's something they had to special order out.
Sure.
But, of course, me being a dumbass, I walked in and...
started eating it.
She's kind of a larger woman.
Oh, God.
And I walked in and saw it, and luckily she was not there yet, but her feature was, and I said, oh, she's eating healthy now? It didn't cross my mind. I was like, probably shouldn't say that.
Here, I have a complete list here of the top 11. Ron White was $10 million last year. Daniel Tosh and Gabriel Iglesias, who will be at the Improv coming up, earned $11 million last year. George Lopez is at 12. Larry the Cable Guy, who we were just talking about, $13 million. Kevin Hart, $14 million. Louis C.K. got $16 million. And I think he's great.
Yeah,
I
mean, he's awesome. He was the number one in one of our shows we were talking about. He's like the top-rated comedian in the world.
I think maybe by popularity. I don't know. But obviously what he's earned, not necessarily true.
Now, Tosh and Gabriel Iglesias both have Comedy Central shows. Do you think they have like just a stock contract for, oh, you got a show now, here you go? Do you think it's all the same?
I'm sure that every agent, that you know, if I get an agent, it's going to be different than if you get an agent or if Devin gets an agent, and your agent is going to negotiate different contracts for everyone. I don't know. I mean, possibly, but I would doubt that. Jeff Dunham, who is the ventriloquist comedian.
Yeah, he's funny.
I love him. He made $19 million. He came in at number four. Russell Peters came in at number three at $21 million. And number two behind Jerry Seinfeld with $24 million is Terry Fader.
Who?
Exactly. I had no idea who
Terry
Fader
is. I've never heard of him either.
Never heard of Terry Fader. But yeah, $24 million. Now, here's the big thing to me is none of the guys that I would expect to be on this list are on this list.
Yeah.
Like, what about Seth Rogen or these guys who are out there making movies right now?
Right.
That are making these huge movies like Danny McBride or Jonah Hill, who are making movies left and right.
What about, I mean, even somebody that you hate as a comedian, Dane Cook? I mean, he's very popular and he tours.
But I guess maybe they're not factoring in their
Galifianakis.
Well, with
Galifianakis, good God, man!
With,
I mean,
with Dane Cook, don't you have to be funny to be considered a comedian?
Right.
I actually no. Here's the thing: I did not like Dane Cook when I first. Pretty much, I still don't like Dane Cook. But I watched his Vicious Circle.
Oh my God! One of the funniest things I've ever seen
I'm
in my life.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's hilarious. He did a really good job on that particular special. I don't know, love him or hate him, he was great in that.
He seems like the kind of guy that would come in here in the podcast and hang out and have some beers, and then like, hey, what are we doing after
you know
this?
I actually talked to, and I put this on my Facebook that he followed me, but I actually have had several conversations with him, and he's going to have me do a guest set, which I guess I'm going to let the cat out of the bag right now. He's coming to Miami Improv, and he invited me down for a guest set. Tom Green.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tom Green.
Really?
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Now that he's all washed up.
He's only following 1,000 people on Twitter, and I'm one of them. And I asked him if he had Florida dates, and he said, just posted them. And I said, I see you're in Miami, and it's my birthday, October 11th. And I was like, think I could come down? He's like, definitely, I'll give you stage time. And
that's
like,
awesome.
Wow, that is
awesome,
what
is he doing nowadays?
Touring now.
Yeah, he's touring. He's doing
got
a stand-up show.
Yeah, he has a show, though, online.
An online
show.
He was almost bankrupt there for a while, wasn't he?
Drew Barrymore probably put him in that hole.
I have a story about him. I got to interview him one time.
Really?
And
I remember this.
Everything was going great. Everything was fine until I asked one question very horribly. And I said, "What was your?
Oh God!
what was your favorite project that you worked on back whenever at the height of your career?"
Oh man!
It went south.
So there. I shouldn't mention you're my friend.
No, well, I'm sure
he's not the only one that's asked him that. So asked me that?
Well, he really did do a lot of great stuff. Like he was working, you know, married to Drew Barrymore and doing a lot of great movies. Got to do his own movie, Freddy Got Fingered, which is what he ended up telling me.
Wait, you said great movies?
I said what was his favorite project? Oh yeah, well, you know what I mean. But
do you remember the episode of his show when he threatened to show his? You remember his co-host?
Yes.
He threatened to show his phone number on the TV show.
He
messed it up and put it, the board. He let it reveal a number each time, but the back of the board was to Times Square. So people outside in Times Square looked up and saw his phone number.
Oh.
And like he had to change it because he got like 70,000 phone calls.
Wow.
Oh my God. So yeah, that's really awesome, man. Congratulations on that. Thanks. I think that's very cool. Yeah. We should all travel down and watch.
Yes, Miami. Yeah.
I'm glad it's Tom Green and not Andy Dick. That's all I'm saying.
All right, it's time to move into our ridiculous news. The comedian's thing was a spillover from our second segment. But I have a great story here with a little story. This is kind of going to go into this Zimmerman thing going on, but it's another self-defense case that's going on up in British Columbia. Oh my God, I hate it whenever I don't read these ahead of time. Keith Weens, who was a retired...
That was a trouble spot for you.
I was like, how am I going to say this without getting a laugh? A retired Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer. He shot and killed...
So you would say he's a Mountie?
He mounted a police officer. Go on.
He shot and killed his common law wife after she demanded that he pay up for losing to her at a Wii game. Now, here's the story, basically. They would play Wii games, and they would put sexual bets on the games.
Okay.
And so if I beat you, you have to give
you
me
have to
oral
blow me.
Set. Yeah, blow me, so to speak.
So you beat him, and then he's going to blow you.
Well, he kept losing, He kept losing these bets to his wife or his significant other.
Okay.
His apparently common law wife. And so when it was all done, you know, they had that dinner or whatever, and he goes in to go to bed. There were some sex toys on his pillow and on the bed. He just wiped them off, not thinking anything of it, goes to bed. Well, she comes in and confronts him and says, hey. What the hell? It's time to pay up, buddy.
Do me.
And he's like, no, I'm tired. I've got a round of golf to play tomorrow.
Sounds very Mike-esque.
Yeah, it sure does.
So an argument ensues that gets out of hand. She leaves the room to go grab a butcher knife, according to him.
Wow.
While she's out of the room grabbing the butcher knife to come attack him, he gets out his gun. When she walks in, he shoots her once right in the head. She's dead.
Wow.
He's claiming self-defense. They're in a courtroom right now going over all of this, and of course he's being charged. A forensic pathologist, however, has testified that he believed that the knife that police found in the woman's hand had been placed there after death, reasoning that she would have dropped it had she not.
So was there a half-eaten bag of Skittles anywhere in the room?
No, but doesn't it? It's very much a self-defense thing here.
Where do you go? I mean,
how do you feel if you're the guy on the scene and you're collecting evidence and you're like packaging dildos and numbering them?
Right. The prosecution is going to prove without a shadow of a doubt that
and then they're in court.
This is the giant rubber penis
he
that
shot
caused
her.
The death of this woman.
Ahead, bailiff, what's ahead. That vibrating noise? So that's Exhibit A, Your Honor.
They're gonna prove that he shot her in the face whenever she came in. She didn't come in with a butcher knife. She came in there with an attitude saying, "You're putting that giant 13-inch diameter dildo up your ass."
No.
What do you think the sexual
and he was
favor
like,
was?
I can't live with this anymore. Bam.
Who knows? Let's see here. Okay.
It was DVDA on her.
I don't know what that means, and I don't want to. I don't want to know.
All right.
Look it up, everybody. Look it up.
The next story.
On Wikiquifia.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to love this. This is the bike riding boner story here. Last week.
Where do you find this
stuff? Is that like the old banana seats that we had when we were kids?
Kind of. Let's see. Okay. This guy may be a pervert, but at least he's a pervert with some serious agility and multitasking skills. Last week in Palo Alto, California, a couple called the cops to report that a 15-year-old Clark Duncan McElfrish.
What?
McElfrish. That's his name.
That is not a real name.
Go easy on him, Mr. Frodo.
Clark Duncan McElfrish. What news from the Shire?
I see you don't have the McRib, but do you have the McElfrish?
Somehow Clark was managing to simultaneously ride his bicycle and vigorously fondle himself.
Right. Vigorously.
Look, Mom, no hands.
Can you see him with his little Pee Wee Herman horn?
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Police tracked him down and arrested him for indecent exposure. So what's the wackiest place you guys have ever masturbated in?
Why did we jump to that?
I am jumping right to it. I want to get to it. Come on. This guy's riding a bike in a park going at it. What about you? Come on.
Your mom's mouth.
Oh! That was terrible.
I'm sorry.
Any true stories? Come on. We all know that we've all masturbated. Let's just get it out there.
Airplane.
You masturbated in an airplane?
Airplane lavatory, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He wanted to be in the solo high club.
Yes. Exactly.
I will also tell the story. I had to stay up really late one night because I guess alcohol and partying does that. And the next morning, I got a phone call at 8 a.m. saying that I had to be in Atlanta in like 3 hours. Like, hurry up, get in the car.
I remember that very day.
Yeah. So so I'm driving down the road after about an hour and a half of drunken sleep, and I cannot stay awake. So what do I do to stay awake?
You rub one out.
And it keeps you up. You're ready to rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
So I was driving up 75. Wow. Pleasuring myself.
Why do you think I always keep napkins in my car?
What did you do for the remaining 2 hours and 59 minutes?
I don't want to go into that.
You're gonna love this story. I guess I was just hitting puberty in junior high and learning how to tickle the worm. And I was on a camping trip in my parents' Winnebago. We went on a trip in Winnebago. And it was late at night. And you don't realize when you're a kid, you know, whenever you're doing it or whatever.
People can hear?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the hearing part. It was the fact that I was shaking the entire Winnebago.
What? Really?
And my dad, and I remember hearing, my dad go, "Greg, be still." And I just remember it. Like mid-stroke just going, I'm done. I'm not even going to finish. Awesome. I'm just going to roll over on my stomach and just go to bed.
Oh, my God.
But after I stopped doing it, all of a sudden I could feel it go. Nee, 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 nee. You know, the shocks were still kind of.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'm highly embarrassed because my grandmother was in the Winnebago too, and both my parents.
All right, I have this other little story here that we were going to end on today, and the reason why this is coming up is because as we were getting ready for the podcast, we were sitting in here, we were kind of going over the stories and what we're going to talk about today, and John comes out of the bathroom, and he's got a huge tissue stuffed up his nose. And he's twisting it around in a like twisting motion.
Cleaning my nostrils.
I'm like, what are you doing, man? He's like, picking my nose. We've got cleaning my nostrils, picking my nose.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't you just use your fingers? Just use your fingers and get it out of there and be done with it. So what is the deal with you find this to be like disgusting, I guess, is
it's
what
boogers,
you were saying.
Bro. It's boogers.
What's wrong with boogers?
It's dirt and snot. Boogers. It's disgusting.
And
no.
And what are buttholes?
What are buttholes?
Yeah, you...
A butthole.
Yeah, you love digging into buttholes.
Mike said an entryway.
So, I don't know if you know this about John, but he has a huge, huge fear of, like, boogers.
Not a fear. I mean, like, I can pick my own nose.
If I were to pick my nose right now and show you a booger, what would you do?
There's a sword on the other side of this door, and I will lop your hand off.
Hold on, let me show you.
He said,
no.
Come here, bro. Come here, dude.
Get out of here.
He's right out of the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, John Donovan has left the studio. Like,
all
literally,
right.
He's gone.
That was all I wanted to do to end the show. There you go. I just wanted to run him off.
Or quickly, about the time I woke up really early in the morning, and he's eating cereal, and I sat next to him on the couch, not thinking, just wiping my eyes and picking my nose. He's like, dude, come on, I'm eating here.
Boogers are delicious.
Oh, they're fantastic. All right.
Part of the nutritious breakfast. Yeah,
we are the kings of the podcastle. Thank you. That concludes episode 24, Less Poo, More Castle. We'll be back here next week. Please make sure that you go to iTunes, check us out. Follow us on Stitcher. Go to our website, kingsofthepodcastle.com, and shoot us an email, kings@kingsofthepodcastle. A big thanks out to our sponsors, Audio Hog. Check them out at audiohog.com. They're a great company, and you will love everything that they can do for you. Have a great day.
Hey, Mike, did you hear about the new gay sitcom? Leave it. It's Beaver.
Wow. That's it. Well, that's it on that note. Have a great week. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got up in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was like, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God.
This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed.
Now listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home, because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.